Afternoon. Are we ready for the... They clearly sent, saved the best for last, and I'm not talking about myself as the co-chair. I'm Noel Solomons from the Center for Studies of Sensory Impairment, Aging, and Metabolism, and Bruce waited till the end to abuse the rights of the chair. I'll start out with an abuse. For most of the tables, I've left off a packet which has a description of the organization I run in Guatemala. I've tried to leave them on the tables where I saw the most students, because we very much welcome exchange students for summer or even non-summer volunteerism with us, and also a flyer on the Reiner Gross Prize, which is named after the late director of UNICEF Nutrition Division, Reiner Gross, which awards a prize every 2 years for innovation in scientific thinking, which is for any age. But the student ideas I've seen on this campus means that McGill and the students thereof and many of you who've been invited will either know people or be people who might be interested in self-nominating for the award. So why did I say this is exciting? Because it talks about policy. And policy and programs are now not theoretical. They're not academic. This is really people advocating for what should be done or analyzing that which is to be done. And we have four outstanding, I'm sure, speakers, and we have three of them are women, so we've got good gender balance on this particular panel. And the first person, we've heard a little bit out of her from the microphone. She's a senior economist on rural strategy and policy group at the World Bank. It's Yuri Tanamichi Holberg. She has a PhD in agricultural economics from Berkeley. She's working at the World Bank. And the Secure Nutrition Knowledge Platform, agriculture, food security, and nutrition are her key words. So with us now, Yuri. The slide's up, okay.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's hard to go in the last session, especially after a very engaging presentation on eating bugs, but I'll try my best. Let's see. So I like to talk about how we look at agriculture at the World Bank. Earlier in the morning, we had a presentation from our colleague at EFAD, who we work very closely with. And so we have some similarities, and we also face some different challenges. So I'd like to talk about that. So in the on the global aid context, what we see at the World Bank is a very tight fiscal environment in the traditional donor countries. I'm sure many of you face the same, and similarly an emergence of non-traditional development financing sources. And what this means for us in agriculture is that there is tremendous quest or requests or demands for results. It's no longer the case that donors just give us money to do whatever it was that we were doing X years ago, but whatever we do, we are constantly asked by our donors for results. And when that's the case, at least now, it seems that agriculture sometimes does not look as good compared to other sectors like health. I'm not quite sure why that's the case, but we're not, I guess, used to being able to justify our dollars spent in the same precise way that perhaps some of our health colleagues are. So we're really struggling on this need for results, need for not any kind of results, but sort of impact evaluation, randomized control trial generated results. So that's something that kind of came to us as a consequence. And for the agriculture context, obviously you're aware of the global food prices, and now sort of volatility is what we consider to be the new normal. Within that context, tremendous need still for agriculture and improving food security. IFPRI's number was $14 billion a year to meet the poverty and hunger MDG. The Lancet recently said that it's $10 billion a year needed to scale up these nutrition-specific proven interventions. So tremendous need still. And we have to compete with the other sectors, and we have to compete new demands from new emerging donors that also have slightly different demands from our traditional donors. So in terms of the numbers, the 2006-2008 is our pre-crisis numbers. So in the bank group, we did about $4.2 billion of lending in agriculture. After the crisis, it jumps up to 7. And you'll see that the bottom dark green, that's IFC, the International Finance Corporation. That's the part of the World Bank that lends money and invests in private agribusinesses. That part really took off. And that also sort of coincides with this focus on non-traditional financing sources, leveraging money from private sector. In the 2013 numbers that I saw, the IFC portion had grown to $4.4 billion. So they really are becoming a very, very big player in the World Bank Group's agricultural investments. So here is, I think, our kind of main message to the world. The challenge for agriculture, we need more food. I'm sure you've all seen this report. Population growing, we need to increase production by so much percent. This is kind of our standard message from the agriculture world, but as the chair mentioned, I recently work a lot with our nutrition colleagues, and from there I hear a very different message. The message that I hear from the nutrition world is, wait a minute, it's not just about increasing production. Even if you increase production, there are all these problems that don't get solved. I was at a very interesting seminar the other day where there was two big heavyweights. One was Sir Gordon Conway, and then the other one was Tim Lang. Sir Gordon Conway started off saying the first slide, we need to increase production by 60 or 70%. And then Tim Lang immediately after said something like, there is enough food. It's about distributing, it's about allocation of the food. So it was kind of interesting, two heavyweights having a very different view. So this is what I hear more from the nutrition side. This is from FAO's SOFA report, a very good report that focuses on nutrition. So you see that from low-income countries to high-income countries, the nature of the nutrition problem changes. But what I wanted to say here was that because our agricultural focus has not really thought about what kind of food or even what people consume, and we've really focused on productivity and production, as a consequence, even if the agricultural level increases, as you can see in this very high group, you may have less undernutrition, but now you're saddled with obesity and all the NCDs problems that go along with that. So ignoring the consumption side really has consequences, and we in the agriculture sector have not been up to that challenge. So on the left are sort of our five core main areas: productivity, linking farmers, rural non-farm income. I will say that the first one, productivity, is about 70% of our investment lending. This includes irrigation, which is within that group the biggest activity. So the idea is we are trying in our traditional business to put in flavors of new emphasis that we have not been good at to date. Climate smart agriculture, private sector response, working better with our IFC colleagues, risk management. We heard, I think, a little bit about index weather insurance, and nutrition, and also landscape approaches. So these are things that we have not been good at and we are trying to strengthen. So I believe this is my last slide. In addition to our regular lending, we've, as sort of following the global trend, there are a lot of these new funds that are cropping up and the World Bank is being part of. I just wanted to give you a flavor of a couple of them. There are more. One is the Global Agriculture and Food Security Program. This is a pretty big a program. It's got about $1.5 billion, and it's got both a public side, which gives grants to governments, and a private side, which gives loans and investments to private companies. So again, Canada is the second largest donor to this fund. We're very grateful for their support, and also they really pushed us to do more on nutrition-sensitive agriculture, and we're working on that. And also there's Ag Results Initiative, which is a pull mechanism. It's essentially a prize for an outcome, and private entities can compete for this prize. Canada was one of the originators of this idea, and this is now up and running as of 2012. And there's another one that we're involved in with food safety, mainly strengthening of food labs, et cetera. So these are sort of the new kind of modalities that we are seeking. And I guess what I wanted to sort of say as my impressions from today's a very interesting conference is that I am in a position in an organization where agriculture is but one of the players. So as much as we all in this room think that agriculture, hunger, food security, these are so obvious that we don't even have to justify, I am in sort of a position where we have to continually advocate for its relevance, and also to our clients, and also internally within our own management. And so one of the things that we've been doing is to increase partnerships a lot with the private sector, because I think this is the way we're going to stay relevant. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for staying on time.